On August 20th, the original mandate bestowed to Somalia's transitional government by the international community will run out. The besieged government was given 7 years to deliver a new constitution and national elections, but has thus far failed on both counts. After a recent meeting, however, Somalia's Council of Ministers have announced it will deliver both by next year. Speaking to VOA, senior advisor to the Prime Minister Abdirahman Omar Osman said holding elections this year would be futile given the threat posed by Islamic insurgents Al-Shabaab.
Most of the south and central regions controlled by Al-Shabaab are not willing to take part of the Fed election, so therefore it would be very difficult to get a kind of representative members of the parliament that is accountable to its people.
Al-Shabaab has been battling the government since 2007 to establish an Islamic State on the Horn of Africa. The group, which maintains ties to Al-Qaeda, has pushed the government to the edge of survival and controls the majority of central and southern Somalia, including the capital, Mogadishu. The transitional federal government has maintained its foothold in Mogadishu with significant support from the 8,000 troops of the African Union peacekeeping mission AMISOM. Given Al-Shabaab's strength, many international observers see little hope for the beleaguered government. But the TFG, using local forces trained by AMISOM troops, recently pushed out on the offensive, claiming victories in Mogadishu as well as in the Gedo region along the Kenyan and Ethiopian border. While the chance of victory over Al-Shabaab appears slim in the coming months, Osman says the government sees a momentum which can be converted into victory by next year.
And the development of security continues the path and the way it is now, then the government feels Al-Shabaab will be defeated within 12 months. And if that happens, then the government will be in control for most of the country, then elections can take place.
But even if Al-Shabaab can be defeated, President Sheikh Sharif Sheikh Ahmed and Prime Minister Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed are likely to face stiff opposition from within. Somalia's powerful Speaker of Parliament, Sharif Hassan Sheikh Aden, is engaged in a very public power struggle with the country's executive and has been loath to support any initiative from the office of either man. On February 3rd, Aden drew international criticism when the parliament voted to extend its term for an additional 3 years. While the Speaker has defended the extension, he recently rejected a vote by the Council of Ministers to extend their own term by 1 year. Several lawmakers have already rejected the delay in elections, and Aden reportedly snubbed a Saturday meeting to build consensus between the parliament and government. Aden is said to be favored by regional powers such as Kenya and Ethiopia, and has been pegged by many as a replacement for President Ahmed. If elections are held, Aden would likely square off against Mr. Ahmed, who Osman indicated is interested in running. Somalia has not had a functioning central government since the 1991 overthrow of dictator Mohamed Siad Barre in Mogadishu. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.